trees are a big deal here.
We lead the nation in the production of telephone poles. We have the largest hardwood sawmill in the United States.
That's Richard Willard with the Georgia Forestry Commission.
We have the largest recycled paper mill in North America. We have the largest wood pellet plant in the world.
Georgia has the most acres of forest available for commercial use in the country, almost 25 million acres. That's more than two-thirds of the state. And more of our forests are becoming commercialized. That's partly because Europeans want our wood. F.G. Beauregard is with the National Wildlife Federation.
You're talking about big facilities creating these really dense pellets, which they then ship to Europe because Europe has these huge incentives, government incentives for woody biomass right now in their efforts to cut their greenhouse gas emissions.
In 2007, there were no wood pellet mills in Georgia. Today, there are 10. Beauregard's hopeful this will become a bigger source of clean energy for the state, and she says the forest industry has done a good job regulating itself. But
at the same time, we need to make sure that we're not mortgaging our natural systems and wildlife to do that. We need to make sure we're doing it sustainably.
Richard Willard with the Georgia Forestry Commission says the industry is actually planting more trees than they're chopping down.
So anytime you have more forestry business that encourages landowners to maintain their forest rather than converting it into some other use, it is good, in my opinion.
In 2012, the forest industry generated nearly $29 billion for the state. It's currently the second largest industry in Georgia. This is Neem Shamma, WABE News.